For the first time, we'll see drones flying over people's homes and towns. The idea behind this system is that it gives us that eye in the sky. New South Wales Police installed two drones at Moree Police Station for policing that Moree Plains Council describes as reactive and proactive, as part of the first step of a new trial in drone technology. In announcing the trial, the New South Wales Police Aviation Command Superintendent Chris Nicholson said, quote, "For the first time, we'll see drones flying over people's homes and towns. For the first time, we'll be able to stream footage live to police. The idea behind this system is that it gives us that eye in the sky."
Oh, the eye in the sky. Oh my fucking God. What is wrong with Australians? You know what? You know what? I think it's not enough. No, I think it's not enough. I think that the police should have a key to every person's house, to every person's car. I think that locks should be banned in Australia because there is a possibility that a criminal may hide something somewhere. I think, like, the safest place on planet Earth is a maximum security prison. And in order to achieve safety, we actually have to look at what maximum security prisons do, right? So, like, if the cops just want to come into your house to check and just, like, throw away everything like they do in a prison cell, I think they should. I think it would keep people more safe. I think people should not have guns. I think people should not have knives. I think, like, people should be made harmless. If possible, every single person should be handcuffed at all times when leaving their house, and then, like, just open the handcuff when they reach their destination. Holy fucking shit. You know, by the way, when it was 2016, a lot of people were championing feminism. And they were basically saying, society is going to be so much better with female leaders in charge, and you should watch. You should watch, because now feminism is taking over. Like, now you're going to see how women are running things. And I'm looking at it, and it's almost like they're running society like it's a daycare. And everything is about safetyism. Like, everything is about safe. And, like, what is it about living, though? Like, seriously, imagine this, right? You're in Australia. You want to do some barbecue. You're in your backyard. Maybe you're not dressed properly. Maybe you're in your underwear. Because it's your backyard, right? Like, no one gets to see you. Except the eye in the sky. Like, this Karen gets to see you. The interesting thing, though, is that I also had a drone. And the moment I started flying it, neighbors were complaining. And I stood there and thought, and I was like, yeah, you know what? Like, they have a point. Like, I would be upset if someone flew a drone over my backyard. And so, like, I only fly the drone in the park now. But apparently, if the police does it, right? Like, if the government does it, then it's fine. What if, like, the drones would actually have technology to see it through people's houses? Like, would the government do it? I think they should. Yes, like, I think they should see me masturbate through the walls, through the roof, when I'm in my house fucking my wife. I think the government and Karens should be able to see that. Like, why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they be able to see it? If you have, like, a domestic dispute in your house, like, if you get a little bit angry with your significant other and you're arguing and you're yelling, the cops should be able to be there, you know? Like, obviously, I get criticized on X, people calling me a libtard, because I don't want the government to do this, you know? Like, I don't want internet anonymity to be removed. I don't want the eye in the sky to hover over my property. And people say, it's like, you don't understand me. Like, what you do affects society, right? And with that mindset, like, yes, absolutely. Everything that you do affects society, right? You don't want the fall of Rome. And so you need the eye in the sky. By the way, like, the removal of internet anonymity, all of these policies that they're pushing for safetyism, it normalizes this. Just so you can understand, like, this doesn't happen in a vacuum. You tried to push this in 2012, people would have rioted. Like, people would have wondered, like, what the fuck is it that you're doing, lady? Like, you would have individuals finding out where she lives and that's flying drones over her property so that we can see how she feels. But people don't do this anymore because it's normal, right? Like, it's expected. I mean, of course, it's the government. They should have the eye in the sky. Why shouldn't they? Like, government is God. Whenever you have a problem, you go to the government. You have racism. Well, the government can fix it. Environmentalism. The government can fix it. Your kids are watching pornography on the internet. The government can fix it. Right? And look how the government fixes things. Like, for example, in Australia, right? Like, you have a migrant that committed a horrible crime, right? Like, shot Jewish people on a beach. And the answer is to crack down, to crack down on their native population, take away their guns, crack down on Islamophobia, and push one of the worst hate speech laws in human history. That's how the government fixes things, right? So how much trust do you have in the eye in the sky? And not to mention, do you guys remember COVID? Like, do you remember the pandemic? What do you think the eye in the sky would have done in that case? Like, imagine you're alone in your house, you know, and you don't live with anyone, and you just go outside, and you're in your backyard, you're just chilling. You're breaking quarantine. The eye in the sky. It matters to see it. Imagine you're on a laptop, and the eye in the sky just zooms in, takes your password. I'm kidding. It's a little bit exaggerated. But I'm pretty sure, like, you're going to have, and this is my thing, you're going to have a domestic dispute. Like most houses actually do. Sometimes it happens, you know, like your wife receives some bad news or some shit. You're going to start arguing. It's what couples do. Like, I see my neighbors do that all the fucking time, right? Imagine how it is. Like, you're arguing in the backyard, and all of a sudden, like, the cops show up. Life in Australia, am I right? But the question is, like, is there any limit that the government should have? Are we going back to the divine right of kings? Do we even believe in the concept of innocent until proven guilty? Like, I'm not against the idea of drones. Okay? Like, that's fine. But there should be a probable cause. Like, you should suspect a person of something before, like, flying drones over his backyard. It's fucking mental. Again, like, the very idea that I'm taking out my trash and I'm in my underwear because it's like 30 degrees outside and no one is watching, and then I look up and I see the eye in the sky and I'm thinking that this lady is looking through it. Like, why do I need to be subjected to that? Let me know what you guys think, though. And as usual, I will see you in the comment section. Take care.